Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, March 24th. There's a weather advisory for Bruce County and Northern Grey County for lake effect snow today through tomorrow. We could get about 10 centimeters and reduced visibility in heavy snow. Federal party leaders have been out campaigning today on the first full day of the election campaign. Canadians will head to the polls on April 28th. In Brampton today, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre proposed an income tax cut he says would save the average worker $900 a year. Liberal leader Mark Carney is also promising a 1% cut for the lowest tax bracket. The NDP's Jagmeet Singh says his party's tax plan will come later, and said if elected, an NDP government would use 100% of usable federal lands for housing. The federal election is expected to cost $570 million. A new report from Chief Electoral Officer Stéphane Perrault says that's slightly less than the 2021 election. The Grey Bruce Community Safety and Well-Being Plan Group has tips on how to spot human traffickers making use of local short-term rentals like Airbnbs or cottages. They're working to raise awareness about the dangers of human trafficking. They say some key warning signs are frequent use of short-term rentals, last-minute bookings and multiple bookings in the same area, people coming and going with minimal luggage, people who appear to be under the control of another person. They say some methods to deter human trafficking in your rental include screening bookings carefully, including guest reviews from other rentals. Don't accept last-minute bookings. Install cameras on the outside of your property. Don't allow unregistered guests on your property. And they say to stay clearly in your listing, you're committed to preventing human trafficking. Hanover police are investigating a fraud they say cost the victim almost $3,000. Police Chief Chris Knoll says last week a citizen reported getting an unsolicited phone call from a male who convinced them to authorize access to their computer. Knoll says once remote access was gained, almost $3,000 was transferred out of an account by the fraudster. The police chief says any unsolicited phone call, email, or message, knock on your door, or any other contact that you were not expecting should be treated as suspicious. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 335 points to 25,304. The Dow Jones is up 597 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.9 U.S. cents, up 17 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $69.21, up 93 cents a barrel. In sports, four games in the NHL tonight. The Vancouver Canucks are the lone Canadian team in action. They take on the New Jersey Devils. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their next game tomorrow against the Philadelphia Flyers. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack will open their Western Conference quarterfinals against the London Knights Friday. You can catch Game 1 live from Canada Life Place on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. The Blue Jays have wrapped up their spring training schedule and are heading north. They're set to open their MLB season Thursday afternoon at Rogers Centre against the Baltimore Orioles. And in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors face the Washington Wizards tonight. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, there's a weather advisory for Bruce County and Northern Grey County for up to 10 centimeters of lake effect snow and reduced visibility into tomorrow. 40-kilometer wind gusts tonight, minus 1, the wind chill minus 7. 5 to 10 centimeters of flurries tomorrow, a high of plus 1. Right now it's 0 in Tobermory, plus 1 in Meaford, 2 degrees in Hanover, and it's 0 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.